three taikonauts, or Chinese astronauts, carrying their nation's pride and the ambition of making China the world's new space superpower. They blasted off from the Zhouchuan Satellite Launch Center on the edge of the Gobi Desert. And in 15 minutes, reached lower Earth orbit. The launch was broadcast live on state television, a sign of China's growing confidence in its technological might.
The Long March 2FY14 carrier rocket has accurately sent the Shenzhou 14 manned spacecraft to the designated orbit. The solar panels have stretched and operated normally. Now I announce the Shenzhou 14 manned spacecraft launch mission a success.
The mission is full of symbolism. The three are part of China's second generation of astronauts. Liu Yang is among them. She was the first Chinese woman in space and is now making her return after 10 years.
It gives me great pleasure to be able to grow up in this era, to integrate my personal dream with the interests of the whole country, and to be entrusted to complete the country's first manned manual rendezvous and docking mission.
The Shenzhou 14 spacecraft was designed keeping temperature, oxygen levels, humidity and comfort in mind, with advances in its docking system.
During previous rendezvous and docking, the orbit control strategies were all decided and implemented by ground teams. In the current fast automated rendezvous and docking, all the orbit control strategies are generated from calculations by the spacecraft and then independently implemented by the spaceship.
In 2003, China became the third country to launch a manned spacecraft into the Earth's orbit, 42 years after the former Soviet Union sent the first human into space. But since 2016, under President Xi Jinping, missions to the Moon and Mars have accelerated. President Xi says turning China into a space superpower is a critical national priority, as space exploration becomes a new battleground for Chinese competition and influence. Priyanka Gupta, Al Jazeera.
Journalist Leo Enright covers the space industry, and he says China is pushing hard to establish itself as a space power.
I think now the prospect of a Chinese woman or man on the surface of the moon within the next 10 years is very real indeed. And they declare that that is their ultimate objective. The speed with which they're building this space station is really extraordinary. There is nothing comparable in the history of spaceflight. And this must cause particular concern for the Russians, because we're now at the point where the Chinese appear to be overtaking the Russians as a big space power. And that will cause enormous consternation in Moscow. The Russians made absolutely clear and publicly that they were looking to the Chinese potentially as their new partners in space after the invasion of Ukraine, when all their Western partners pulled back decisively. Now we see the Chinese playing it very, very cautiously. The idea now that China and Russia would collaborate on a moon base is beginning to look a little bit less certain, because China is being very, very careful how it handles Russia in the wake of the Ukraine invasion.